From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities in Switzerland have arrested seven officials from soccer's world governing body, FIFA. They were in Zurich attending the election for FIFA's top officials. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports there are investigations by U.S. and Swiss agencies.
Racketeering, wire fraud, money laundering. The suspects will be extradited to the U.S. after an investigation that the Justice Department said spanned 24 years of alleged graft. Separately, Switzerland is investigating the 2018 and 2022 World Cup bids, which went to Russia and Qatar. FIFA President Sepp Blatter, who is up for re-election this week for a fifth consecutive term, was not taken into custody. The reports say an investigation into his activities is ongoing. Most of the men being taken to the U.S. are from Latin America, and they include officials from Brazil, Uruguay, and Costa Rica. In a news conference, FIFA said it was cooperating fully with the inquiries, but called itself the damaged party, and said the election for a new president will continue as planned. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.
The Internal Revenue Service says hackers used a stolen Social Security number to break into an IRS transcript service. Officials say thieves got access to tax information for 100,000 U.S. households. NPR's John Itzde says the IRS has closed the online service.
The agency has temporarily shut down the online application called Get Transcript as it tries to figure out a way to make it more secure. While it's down, taxpayers needing tax documents to get a mortgage, for instance, will receive those documents through the mail. Also, taxpayers whose accounts were breached are being offered free credit monitoring.
The IRS says the hack appears to be the work of sophisticated cyber thieves. A month has elapsed since the Aurora Theater shooting trial began. Prosecutors introduced a key piece of evidence, the accused gunman's notebook. James Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to killing 12 people at a movie theater. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has more.
Holmes mailed the notebook to his psychiatrist shortly before the attack. The prosecution had Aurora Detective Matthew Files read passages to the jury that highlighted the gunman's detailed planning, like how he considered attacking an airport or visitors to a national park before finally settling on mass murder.
Mass murder slash spree checkmark in parentheses, maximum casualties. Easily performed with firearms, although primitive in nature. No fear of consequences, being caught 99% certain.
The notebook also contained hand-drawn diagrams of the movie theater. Holmes' defense team focused on the odd and nonsensical passages from the notebook and the multiple references Holmes made to his, quote, broken mind. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
Flash flood warnings are posted again for parts of southeast Texas. The region is still recovering from strong storms over Memorial Day weekend that killed at least 17 people. You're listening to NPR News. In London, this is a day full of pomp and ceremony. The Queen's speech outlines the government's plan for the new session of Parliament, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In her flowing robe and glittering crown, the Queen officially opened Parliament. She described the agenda for the new Conservative government, including a vote on whether to remain in the European Union.
My government will renegotiate the United Kingdom's relationship with the European Union and pursue reform of the European Union for the benefit of all member states.
For the last 5 years, the Conservative Party governed Britain as part of a coalition. Now the party has total control of the government, giving Prime Minister David Cameron a chance to implement his agenda without compromise. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
There have been new airstrikes in Yemen's capital today. Saudi Arabia is leading a coalition bombing campaign against Yemeni Houthi rebels. Yemen's state news agency says bombs fell on a military base in Sana'a today, killing several people. The World Health Organization says the Yemen conflict has left up to 2,000 people dead and 8,000 people wounded. A federal appeals court panel has declined to lift a block on President Obama's executive actions on immigration. A three-judge federal appellate panel says the block should stay while the case works its way through the court system. Obama's action would shield up to 4 million people from deportation who are illegally living in the U.S. 26 states sued to block his action, saying it was executive overreach. The White House says Congress has been paralyzed on the issue of immigration and that Obama took lawful action. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.